Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. That's NFIB.com. Also, Bill's website is smallbiz.org, right? Small B-U-S.
Right, O-R-G.
Small B-U-S, small biz, B-U-S dot O-R-G. You can find the survey, Small Business Optimism Index, the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism, I should say. And Bill also allows us to post it on our website. Thank you for that, Bill, which we can find folks every month. Bill, we're talking about that survey, and what about hiring? Did we have a little better month overall in the employment situation?
Well, we did see an improvement, but, again, from an historical point of view, it's still very weak, but we had a three percentage point increase in the percent of the owners out there reporting that they had a hard-to-fill job opening. That's highly correlated with the unemployment rate, inversely. So we did expect, when we put the numbers out the day before last Friday, that we would see a downtick in the unemployment rate, and sure enough, we did. So we're at 7.7 now, and we saw a few more jobs. We did see an increase in jobs, but again, not very many. So we're still running way low if we're trying to really get the unemployment rate down substantially. So in other words, we have a few more of the owners plan to create jobs, meaning hire more people than they fire on balance,
mm-hmm.
but not nearly enough to get the job done. So from an historical point of view, we're still really in recessionish kind of territory with these numbers.
What about we talked about banks earlier. What are people saying about their credit requirements and availability?
Well, we got about the same result we've been getting for some time. First of all, we have a record low percentage of the owners say that credit is their top business problem. It's only 2%. So nobody picked that. They're picking, of course, taxes, 21%. Regulations, red tape, 21%, and weak sales, 18%. So those are your top three. And then when we ask them about their credit needs being satisfied, about 30% said all their needs were satisfied, 7% said they weren't satisfied, and that's a couple of points above the all-time low of 4% that we reached in 2000. And 51% said, who needs a loan? I mean, what will I do with the money? I don't think my sales are going up. I don't think my output's rising. I'm not going to see more customers, so I don't know what I would do with the money that would ensure cash flow that I could pay the loan back with.
That's an indicator that other than my show, I don't know anybody else, maybe you, but I don't know anybody else who's been talking about this. In my opinion, if you want to see what the Main Street economy is doing, look at what small business owners, how their attitude about borrowing money. If you want to see what, talk about a leading indicator of the economy, Bill, is small business owners are not interested in borrowing money to take advantage of opportunities. Is that not a leading indicator of the economy?
Certainly is. It tells you what they think about the future. And we, of course, saw 28 percentage points more of the owners say that they think the economy will be worse 6 months from now than it is today, than think it'll be better. So that was an improvement of 2 points from the previous month. But nonetheless, those are the kinds of numbers we saw back in late 1979, early 1980, when we had our last greatest recession since the Depression experience.
Bill, you've been around, you're almost as old as I am. And you've seen a lot out there in the marketplace. In your life, have you ever seen as many disparate indicators in from an economic standpoint? We got record stock market, we got record earnings by big companies. We got that's in the big economy, the Main Street economy. We just got through talking about that. We got all these problems in Washington. Have you ever seen as many things that don't seem to point to each other as we have right now.
No, I agree. I agree with you, and that can't
be a good scenario, Bill.
No, it's not, and it doesn't look like it's going to resolve itself very easily. It's just going to be a continued battle.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's going to be interesting. I will tell you this: it's going to be interesting to see how Wall Street and Main Street reconciles over the next, say 2 to 5 years. Hey, Bill, thanks again for being here. Good job with the report. We look forward to seeing you next month.
Thanks, Jim. Take care.
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of the smartest guys I know. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.